All right, everybody, welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast. I'm Gigi Meyer, your host. And today I have a very special guest here with me. I told you all about him, a little bit about him in the first podcast. I said I'd have him on with me today. He is my soulmate, best friend, slash roommate, slash business partner. Oh, and my husband. Yes. So Brian Pruitt, welcome to the Gigi Meyer podcast.
I'm honored as Gigi's husband, better known as Gigi's husband. It's great to be here.
So we have a little bit of a confession. This is the second time we're recording because the first time was a strikeout with some technical difficulties. But it's okay. I figured it out and you live and you learn, but I'm super excited. We have a lot that we're going to talk about today. And since we're only on episode 2 of the Gigi Meyer podcast, I wanted to make sure that I would get Brian on here earlier. Brian, get on here early because he's going to be on here a lot. And obviously is a big part of my life. So I figured maybe since this is still kind of like a little bit of an introductory episode, last episode we talked about my story and my upbringing. And so I wanted to give Brian a little bit of an opportunity to talk about himself. And how he grew up, but we have a lot to talk about today, Brian. So if you know, I used a whole 45 minute episode to do it.
Which was awesome,
but
by
I'm
the way.
Special. Thank you. And so maybe if you could maybe, a little bit of a condensed version of your, upbringing and kind of just give like a little bit of a timeline up until you moved to Florida Gulf Coast or you transferred to Florida Gulf Coast and where you met me.
Gotcha. Yeah. So like an elevator pitch of my life. Yeah. So fun fact, most people probably wouldn't know, but I have an older sister and a younger brother, same as Gigi. So
both middle children.
We kind of get a lot of the same things. We've had some of the same dynamics growing up in that sense. And so, yeah, I mean, growing up, born and raised in Sarasota, Florida, loved. It's funny, like... I grew up with friends down the street who, for whatever reason, doesn't happen anymore, but we would just bike to their house. Like you talked about your childhood, always outside. And I was kind of the same way with my little brother and with my sister. We would bike to the neighbor's house and always be playing stuff like manhunt, street hockey, basketball, like all that stuff nonstop. So it's funny when you were talking about just growing up and how you were a tomboy and like always playing outside with the guys or the boys, I was thinking we probably, if I grew up in Utah or Bowling Green, we would have been like best friends, mm-hmm. which is pretty funny. So yeah. And with that, I was going to say, I always thought for whatever reason, but I remember telling my parents, like my mom, my dad, I was like, my ideal girlfriend would be somebody I can go and play one-on-one basketball with, you know, maybe like crisscross her, maybe let her win, but then go out and like, you know, get a bite to eat. That would be like an ideal date, which is so funny looking back at it, but it's kind of low key, like, you know.
Yeah. Except you don't let me win. I just win.
Oh, right. We'll go with that for now.
In most things, there's a couple of things he's better, like baseball. He's better at me than baseball. Or he's better than me at baseball.
There's like four things I'm better than you at. And off the top of my head, I can't even think of those four things, but I know there are four things out there. But yeah, so, long story short, always was in love with sports, in love with just like being active, you know, having fun playing as a kid. And so as I got older, my favorite sport was basketball. And I joked last time, about growing up and thinking as I got older, I kind of had to make that decision to say, okay, I'm a 5'11 white guy. You know, I don't really see a future in basketball for myself. So I made that decision to pursue baseball fully in high school. And so like sophomore year, I believe. So I was blessed enough with an opportunity to play D1. I was planning on staying at a community college here in Bradenton, Sarasota area. But yeah, blessed with an opportunity to play as the shortstop for Coastal Carolina, which was awesome. And so still keep in touch with some of those guys, and same thing with FGCU. But before we get there, you know, freshman year, a little bit of a sophomore slump, and that led me to make a decision. And that decision was to look at other schools and to transfer. And so we can get into this.
Back up for a minute. And I know you don't love talking about this, but I know a lot of people are going to wonder just how you became so famous on Instagram or on social media. Just share it really quickly, just because people want to know.
So I wouldn't even say famous, but I would say I got popular on Twitter. I think that's probably a better term. And it was just, I was better known as, or I was more well known as the baseball guy or the baseball player than being, like, you know, really good at baseball, if that makes sense. So there was just, you know, I was sharing stuff on Twitter. A photo went, like, semi-viral, right? And so I just got popular on Twitter. And so it was just,
this is while you're at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that was freshman year, toward the end of freshman year, kind of.
Did your teammates give you a lot of crap for it?
I mean, yeah, like it was good and bad. Like, it was really fun. Like, I met a lot of people through that when it kind of got big. But there was obviously some negativity surrounding that too. So I was a younger guy on the team. I was immature too. So I look back and I'm like, yeah, I would have gave me a hard time, but yeah, so that was really cool. And it's made me who I am today. So I can't regret anything. So it's awesome. But yeah, just to finish up, I always tell people, like, that at Coastal Carolina, I experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And if anybody out there plays sports, or you're playing professionally or in college, you know firsthand, you can have the highest of highs, but you go through some lows. And at Coastal Carolina, I went through the lowest point of my life in terms of my college career and my identity and all that. And I always think it's so beautiful, because if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't have transferred and I wouldn't have met my beautiful wife across the table right here. So it all happens for a reason, and it's made me who I am today. And that's kind of me in a nutshell, I guess, if that hopefully summarizes.
Pretty good. Yeah. So 2013, you transferred to Florida Gulf Coast University. We're both juniors at Florida Gulf Coast. I'm playing volleyball. Brian's playing baseball. Right. And so before fall semester, the school hosts an athlete picnic where all the athletes get together. We eat and we hang out and play games. There was a game. I remember one of our assistant coach got in, like, this dunk tank.
Yes.
And when you would throw, like, a ball at it, and we would try and dunk her in the tank. It was awesome.
Did you actually do that? Did you hit her?
Multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She got dunked. and so that's just the type of environment. It's just a lot of fun. Yeah. And we're all just together. It's just athletes. And so I just remember being with my team, hanging out with my team, and before you transferred, we have to rewind.
Oh, that's right.
A couple years back, right? So when I was a freshman, I was on Twitter one day. So this is when I was a freshman. Brian's at Coastal Carolina. I was on Twitter and came across a friend who retweeted someone who was very, very good looking. And he was tweeting Bible verses and about God. And I was like, yep, come to mama. Here we go. And so I followed him, and it was Brian. Guys, I followed Brian 2 years before he even was thinking about transferring to FGCU. And and that's what I liked about it. I was like, okay, so this guy is pretty well known on Twitter, but he's actually using this platform to spread the gospel. I thought that was so cool. And so anyways, I follow him in hopes that he'll notice me.
And what happened next?
Well, a week goes by, nothing. So I unfollow.
You gave up after a week.
I gave up.
I told her she should have slid into the DMs, but she didn't. She was just trying to get that.
That follow.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy, right? Like, it's so crazy to me. 2 years before you even know I exist, you even know if you're going to FGCU, I follow you on Twitter. But then I ended up unfollowing you anyways. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, we're juniors here at the athlete picnic. And I remember I was with my team. And we were just hanging out, and all of a sudden Brian and a few of his teammates walk by and naturally all the girls glance over and they're like, whoa, who is that? And so another girl on the team was like, oh, that's Brian Pruitt. Like, he's famous on social media. and so I personally didn't really care about that all that much, but I remember looking at him and thinking, like, whoa, okay. One, I think that's the guy I followed on Twitter 2 years ago. That's insane. And two, he's really good looking. and three, he's mine. And so literally I yelled to my teammates. I was like, dibs, guys, he's mine.
Called it.
Called it, first dibs. And they're like, all right, Gigi, all yours. And so, well, they complained a little bit at first. And then they're like, all right, all yours, Gigi. And so anyways, class. So I say dibs, right? Again, Brian doesn't even know I exist at this point. And so classes start and I go to the very first class that I go to. And I go to it I know it's going to be a terrible class. And I have like 100% intentions of dropping it. The way it's kind of set up, like you have to like sign up for a certain amount of hours and then you can kind of like pick and choose if you want that many hours or if you want to drop a class or two. So I just went to check it out. I was doing what I was supposed to do, but knew I wasn't going to be coming back after day one. But then I see Brian walk in, right? And he sits right behind me. And so talk about like a solid 90 minutes of just straight anxiety of him just staring at the back of my head.
Me just breathing down her neck. But the back of her head was ridiculous, guys. Let me tell you.
If you guys don't know that reference, it's a YouTube video, right? On Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Where your boyfriend at?
Right? The back of your head is ridiculous, girl.
Okay. All right.
Where your boyfriend at?
Can I proceed, please?
Please proceed.
All right. So anyways, now I'm in a pickle. And I'm like, okay, do I want to stay in this awful class because of this boy who probably has zero interest in me?
Yep.
Or, you know, just say, no, it's not worth it. Maybe I'll run into him in another class or later on. And so when you know you're sticking to a class, our academic advisors and coaches tell us to get to know, like literally the day one, introduce yourself to your teacher because you're going to be like, hey, I'm Gigi, I play volleyball and I'm not going to be here half the time. So just love me and pass me, please.
No, truly. And that if anybody out there is in college or have played sports, you know how true that is. Like, Lord knows we need that rapport with the teacher.
Yeah. And you either get one of two professors. One, they just don't want to work with you at all. Mm. They like don't see it that it's fair that you get to travel and go play your sport, even though you're representing the school around the nation. And then there's other teachers, professors that like love it and they'll do whatever they can to like just help you out. And God bless those professors because they're awesome. But anyways, so I make the decision, you know, I'm going to stick it out for a bit. And you know what that means? I have to go introduce myself to the teacher after the class. And so the class ends. And for some reason, she like calls up a group of people to come see her for whatever reason. But Brian was within that group because I think you were like a new person to the school or something. I don't know.
It might've been athletes, but it might just
be. No, it wasn't athletes. Cause I would have been up there, but I think it's like new. I think it was like freshmen and like new people at the school. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, so that group goes up there and I'm like, great. Like I don't have time to wait until they're done. So I'm just going to go introduce myself to the teacher in front of everyone. And Brian's up there and I'm probably going to like pass out, but we'll see. And so I go up there and I introduce myself in front of everyone. To the teacher. And as I'm like done, I turn to walk away and I look over at Brian and he's just like staring at me dead in the eyes. Like we just make eye contact and it felt like an eternity and it was probably like 0.1 second. But within that 0.1 second, like, you know, when something just like terrifies you, like you feel your legs go weak and you have that like adrenaline shoot through your body. And I don't know if I was terrified. I don't know what
it
was.
It sounds like you were dealing with an injury from volleyball.
I don't know.
Spinal.
But that happened. And I was like, I think I blacked out and I don't know really what happened. I somehow managed to make it out alive. But do you remember that? Do you remember when we first looked at each other?
I do remember. I mean, I tell you this every day. Gigi has the most beautiful eyes and especially like outside when they're just glowing, they're super light and beautiful. So yeah, I couldn't forget the moment I first locked eyes with you and not just staring at the back of your head. So yes, I do remember that.
I think you fell in love with me because of the back of my head.
Yeah. We started from the back of your head and then went to the forward, to the face.
All right. Question then. Do you think that moment was love at first sight?
Yes.
Wow.
No, sorry. This is, she asked me that question last time when we tried to do this podcast. Absolutely. I was like, this girl is somebody who, she looks like an athlete. So that's like right off the bat, I'm interested, even though I wasn't really looking, let's be honest. But that was something where I was like, ooh, and then we did make eye contact and I felt like that was the beginning of the,
did you have that shot of adrenaline through your body?
Like the injury you were talking about? Yeah. I don't know if I had the adrenaline, but I was like, ooh, my interest was absolutely peaked.
Yeah.
From that moment. Okay. Absolutely.
I remember the feeling though. Like, it's like when I see a spider, you're like, oh.
So I scared you.
Yeah. Guys. I don't know how to explain it, but I was, yeah. I was like, I don't know.
Intimidating, or I was.
It was, yeah, you were intimidating. Because you say I have nice eyes, but you're like, your eyes are nice too. Because your pupils are like really big. So they're just like, whoa.
That's true.
And then your eyelashes are like perfect. So it was just like, I don't know. I was like terrified, but also in love.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Right? Terrifiedly in love. In love. Anyways, all right. So the moment we first made eye contact, guys, it happened 2 years before I'd follow Brian on Twitter. I called dibs at the picnic and finally he knows I exist. Mm. And so anyways, later that week, this is crazy. I get a text from my mom and she says, Gigi, who's this Brian kid from class? And I was like, what? Like, I didn't tell her anything about it. And I was like, what? What do you, how do you know Brian? And so she sent me a screenshot of a text that she got from our academic advisor who texted her thinking that it was me, that it was my number. And the text said, hey, Brian from class is wondering if I can share your info with him, like your number, because he's in the class. He doesn't have the textbook yet. And I think you guys have an assignment due or whatever. And he's just wondering if you can help him out. And so mom was like, who is this Brian kid? And I kid you not, you guys, I literally said back, my future husband.
Wow.
Literally. And mom was like, ha, ha, ha. And, oh, I forgot to mention, before I went to college, I told mom I was going to go to college, find a baseball player and marry him.
Wow. So you're just speaking this into existence. But why baseball players? It's the pants, huh?
Yeah. It's the butt.
It's the butt and
the butt
pants.
The butt and the pants. Mm. Yep. Something about that. And then the hat and just... I don't know, the demeanor. So anyways, I told mom, I was like, mom, he's a baseball player. He's beautiful. And he loves God. He tweets Bible verses and, and this is my future husband. She's like, yeah, okay. Okay, Gigi. And so here we still haven't spoken a word to each other. So all the things, I followed him on Twitter, right? I called dibs at the picnic. My mom's like, Gigi, who's this Brian kid? And I say, my future husband. Guys, I haven't even spoken to Brian yet.
A lot of buildup.
Right?
In that moment where we locked eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. In that moment we locked eyes. Yeah. And so we haven't even spoken a word to each other yet. But I'm pretty sure later that day, like literally later that day,
same day,
I go to Alico Arena to get ready for practice. And the way it's set up, I have to walk by the batting cages to get to the locker room, and the team, the baseball team was out there in the batting cages at batting practice. And I hear, hey, Gigi. And I was like, no, you're not doing this to me right now. Like, I knew it was you right away.
Did you?
Oh yeah. I was like, no, you are not doing this to me right now. And so I look over, there's a glare. I can't see any faces, but I do see 27 baseball players looking right at me. And of course I go into defense mode. Right.
Like, oh, I felt that. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
I'm not going to be like, oh my God, is that you, Brian? Marry me. Right. So I'm like, yeah.
What do you want?
I'm like, what do you want? And so Brian just goes, hey, you know, I'm in your class and I was wondering if there's any way you can help me out. Like, I don't have the textbook yet and we have that assignment due. So I'm just wondering if you can help me out. And so what was going on in my head was, I'm in defense mode. I need to play hard to get, but I also didn't know if like he just wanted to use me to cheat off me in class or something. And so I was just like, yeah, sure. Like, do you need to like borrow my book or something? I'm not really sure what you're trying to ask.
Yeah. She's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, oh shoot, this is not going well, guys. I kind of like looked back for some support. I'm like, yeah, they're not going to give me anything. And also it's so funny to hear this side, Gigi, your perspective, because meanwhile, me, on my viewpoint is I'm reaching out. I'm kind of like, first off, super cheesy, classic, like, you know, oh, can we study together? Like, I'm trying to, you know, get your number or whatever so we can hang out. So that was like, okay. But even past that, I'm kind of like put myself out there in a way to Gigi, and she's just hitting me with this, you know, defensive vibe, like we're talking about. And so I'm like, dude, this is not going well. I start looking back. And then as we finish this conversation, it wasn't the smoothest like ending. and the guys, my teammates, like, dang, Prue, like 0-for-1. And so I'm thinking like, man, so, okay, that girl clearly has something going on. I'm not sure if she has a boyfriend. Maybe she just wants to go and play for the Olympic team for volleyball. I don't know. Maybe she's super focused. But anyway, it's just funny hearing that perspective, because I was like, dang, dude, that was not good. And I clearly had no game, but yeah.
Yeah. So first interaction, like, where we talked to each other wasn't extremely ideal.
It was a swinging bunt.
I know. But if like there wasn't a swinging bunt, if there weren't like all your boys around watching, I probably wouldn't have gone into defense mode. I don't know. It would have just been different. So maybe you should have thought that through a little bit better.
Clearly didn't have that much feel. So we're trying. I'm getting better.
So after that, long story short, it's like, we're both like interested, but then we don't know if we're interested in each other. Like, we don't know if the other is interested in us, right? Yeah, like, I definitely didn't know you were interested in me. I thought you were just trying to, you know, I was another athlete in the class that we were in, and you just wanted help because you like wanted to cheat off somebody, which he ended up doing.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'm smart.
And so anyways, long story short, we ended up texting somehow. Like, our academic advisor exchanged our information. Brian texted me, but it was not like in a flirtatious way. It was like in a very friendly, just like conversational way. Right. And so I just remember feeling that you get when you meet your crush and they start paying you attention, like that, like giddy, like
butterflies.
But at the same time, I didn't know if you were interested in me. So that was like a constant battle going on in my head for like the next week, was, oh my gosh, does he like me? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I overanalyzed everything that you said. Like, oh no, he doesn't like me. Wait, maybe he does. Look at it. You know, do you remember that feeling?
Mysterious. Yes, I do. There was a lot of buildup.
Right. So we get to texting a little bit, and I still have no clue if he's interested in me. I don't know if he thinks I'm interested in him, but I kind of liked, you know, at the time I was a little frustrated because the approach we took was, it was just very slow. Like, it was just like, we just started hanging out as friends, and that's all it was. We were just friends, and Brian would literally just come over and we would just watch movies, which is funny because that's like all we do nowadays too.
True.
That's all it's like, hey, let's have a fun night. Like, most people go out and like have a good time. We're like, let's like make a nice healthy dinner and watch a movie.
Friday night, The Office, round 16. We're going to restart.
So there was maybe like 10 movies that we watched, right? And nothing happened. Like, we were just hanging out. We didn't hold hands or anything. Like, you didn't make any type of moves. And then until one day I was like, yo, you in or you out? Like,
ultimatum.
I'm in. Yeah.
I remember that moment. Yeah.
And yeah, we were driving, like, we went to the pool or something. We're driving back in the car. Oh my gosh.
There was a little bit of frustration. A lot of frustration in that. Yeah.
Well, I was just like, I can't tell. You've been doing this to me for a month now. I can't tell if you are interested or not. And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm interested. I like you a lot. I actually love you. So the approach you kind of took was, I at the time was very frustrated, but now I admire it because you were like, look, I'm in, I like you a lot, but like, I don't want to jump into a relationship right now. In fact, I just think it'd be best if we could just like be best friends, like continue what we're doing right now, be best friends, and then we'll see where it takes us. And I like really admire that approach because we became best friends before we even started quote unquote dating.
Right. And with that, guys, too, you know, the end goal wasn't to be best friends. Trust me. That's I would have been very let down with that. Mm-hmm. But the idea of, I was very intentional in a strategy or mindset of, hey, let's get to know each other first and take it slow and work on that foundation. Because that's just, it's something that I thought was important because I wasn't looking necessarily to get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the drama. So if I could find out, hey, can I actually like be friends with you and stand you, like your personality, the way we are with friends? Yeah. Like, can we hang out together?
Are you drama free?
Yes. And so guys, I hit an absolute home run with Gigi, by the way.
I hate the drama too.
Yeah. In every aspect, but that was kind of why, and the playing hard to get and the dynamics from the first interaction kind of set the stage, but it was fun how it unfolded.
Yeah. So after that conversation, like, I respected that. I was like, okay, finally we are on the same page. Yeah. I get it now. And then it was like smooth sailing from there. It was really good that we had that conversation. I wish we would have had it like really earlier on.
Like 8 movies.
Because it was torture for me. Yeah. It was torture for me for a little bit. Cause I was like, when is he going to make a move? You know? But anyways, eventually it's like our 15th movie in, right? And that we had planned together. It's so funny, like just movies. And so Brian turns to look at me and he starts to lean in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, it's happening. And then he reaches over me, grabs the remote and turns back around.
Psych. So childish, I think. But I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was a joke. Like, he did it on purpose. And so
I was nervous.
He looks at me. We laugh really hard. And I'm like, okay, it's not happening tonight. But then he actually leans in and kisses me. So that was the first time we kissed. And it was after a sick joke that he played on me. And if that doesn't give you like a perfect idea of like the type of person Brian is, I don't know what else will, because that's what he is.
You can't lose your dinosaur. I always say and we talked about that with friendship first. It's like, hey, if you can't be friends with your spouse or your significant other, like, good luck long term. So, so that was something that was important to me. And I think that's something I always try to keep in mind, even like a year into marriage, 10 years into marriage. I think the best marriages are the ones that where the people are still trying to be funny and make their significant other laugh and just never lose that aspect of the relationship.
Yeah. And it's like, if people could probably describe like the type of dynamic we have out in public with our friends and family, it's not like, you know, obviously we're very loving. Brian is like the most, you know, compassionate person I know.
Touchy-feely.
But it's like, we're best friends. Like, we're just out as best friends. And oh, by the way, we're married.
So there's no obnoxious PDA.
Yes.
You know, no one wants
to be around that couple that's just like obsessed with that type of, you know, that part of the relationship, but we're just like out having, you know, good time with friends as best friends. And I just love that. I love that. But anyways, you know, after Brian makes a move, we're officially quote unquote dating now, I guess. But here's the thing, like, we didn't go on our first date until after we started dating, which is kind of an interesting approach to the whole situation. But just to remind you of Brian's approach was, let's be best friends and then do that. And so where did we go on our first date, Brian?
Texas Roadhouse.
Fancy. Yeah, I mean, fancy pants.
It was close in vicinity. So it made sense. You know, I wasn't trying to. But it was an awesome first. I remember being so nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very nervous. So
Brian, yeah, he got really nervous.
A lot of butterflies going, people. But
I was like, why aren't you talking?
What's wrong with him? He's got like some type of social thing going on. But yeah, it was a beautiful. I was literally so nervous. I remember being hard. It was hard to eat in front of her.
He was so cute.
But yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Texas Roadhouse, first date after about 15 movies in and after we started dating.
But I will say what I considered to be like the first date for real, like, and this makes sense long-term, cause I, you know, I've probably been to Texas Roadhouse maybe once since then, but I did get you remember the maybe first year anniversary, I gave you the coordinates. I'll just say it like that. And, a little bit of the sand from the beach. Point where we went after dinner. Yes. So that was really cool to me because we had a really deep heart to heart after that first date. And so that meant the world to me, and not the Caesar salad at Texas Roadhouse. So
yeah, you literally got a Caesar salad.
Did I?
Yes, literally. I remember you eating a Caesar salad.
For my meal.
No. As an appetizer.
I was going
to
say.
No, we got steaks. Why would you go to freaking Texas Roadhouse to get a Caesar salad.
I was vegan. No, no, but it was, yeah, it was my favorite part was following dinner. That was special. So yeah.
Brian puts a lot of thought and like way more than I do. I'm the worst gift giver in the world. Brian,
don't sell yourself short.
No, I'm terrible.
Yeah, you're bad.
Brian puts so much thought into his gifts. So literally, yeah, he went and got sand from the beach and put it in a jar with the coordinates. Cause that's where, yeah, we had our first like real intense, like deep heart to heart conversation. Mm. So that's cool. And you've gotten me a whole bunch of other gifts that you just put like so much thought in. He loves to write notes too. Mm. Yeah. Find yourself a man that like can literally express his emotions and have zero problem with it.
Are we going to get into that? Emotions? The fact that I cried more, maybe? No.
I mean, it's true, but
yeah, sadly.
I love it. I love it.
But we did talk about that, how I wear my emotions on my sleeve. It's always been that way. But I do feel like because of that, I'm able to experience life mm-hmm. more to the full. Like I experience the highs and I experience the lows, and I've always just worn my emotions on my sleeve. So, yeah.
And I wanted to talk about this later too, but it's in a way like completes me the most because I try and avoid that, or at least used to. I've gotten much better, but anyways, so better. Let's save that. Should we talk about the time we first dropped the L word?
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right.
Any guesses, you or me? Like we're live.
They'd probably say me because I was like the first, like I loved you before you even knew I existed.
Yeah, you were obsessed. I had to block you on Twitter. I remember. She was just
So it was Brian's 21st birthday, right? And Brian is not a huge drinker. He definitely wasn't back then.
Lightweight.
Wasn't a huge drinker, but it doesn't matter when you're on a baseball team full of men and it's your 21st birthday. That doesn't matter. You have no choice. So I think there's a few of us like pre-gaming. Remember like the pre-gaming phase in college? Pre-gaming at my apartment. But I agree because I'm the best girlfriend in the world to DD for the guys. And he's just going to go out with his guys. And I stay home with my girlfriends and we're just hanging out. And so I'm the DD. I drive them to the bar. You remember that?
Yeah. Goals. Yeah.
So I drove them to the bar. Oh, and by the way, I go back and pick them up at like midnight.
True love right there. Yeah.
Gosh, I'm such a good person.
You're amazing.
Anyways, Brian, as we're leaving, as I'm taking them to the bar, Brian's pretty tipsy at this point. And he's like,
I'm like a beer and a half in. I'm blacked out.
He's so cute. He's so cute, tipsy. And so he's like all over me. And like sober is already all over me. So like, can you imagine what it looks like when he's a little bit tipsy? And as we start to leave, we're leaving my apartment, and he puts his arm around me and he like says really quiet in my ear. And he says, "Is it too early to say I love you?"
What'd you say?
I don't remember what I said exactly, but I remember being like, yeah, not while you're tipsy.
Well, you know what they say about the drunk thoughts, right? Yeah. So my true heart was coming out.
I knew
that
it
moment.
Was true. Mm-hmm. I knew it already, but it was like, I don't want to have this conversation when you're like not all there.
Yeah. Talk to me when you're hungover tomorrow morning. Let's see if that's true.
I'm going to ask you and you're going to be like, I didn't mean it yet.
Huh? You were there last night?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways. So that's essentially the story of how Brian and I came to be. And here we are married 8 years later.
Wow.
We say the first day that we met was the first day of class, which is August 20th, mm-hmm. right? We didn't officially start dating until like September 20th, like a month later. But yeah, we got married here in Sarasota, Florida, where Brian was born and raised, on Longboat Key. And it was truly the most beautiful day of our life.
Perfect.
It was perfection. And really quick, shout out to everyone involved, all the vendors, all the tons of vendors. My planner, Stephanie, was amazing. My sister, who was like my other planner, who helped out a ton. And of course, all the people who traveled from around the nation, literally around the nation. We had a Canadian there.
Yeah.
Nate.
Yeah. International.
Yeah. So we had an international wedding.
Really branched out with Canada. You know, we went way out there.
Everyone came. I think we invited like 250 and then like 240 came.
Which the best people like ever, you know, we're so blessed with amazing people in our lives.
And when they say like take it all in, because that is the one day in your entire life that everyone you love is in one place. Like, that's truth. Facts. Like, I felt so alive that day. Mm. Every direction I would look, I'd be like, oh my God, that's, I love that person. I love that person. Like, these people are amazing. And you can tell a lot about a wedding by the dance floor.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it was full the entire night. It was just an absolute blast. Like, God made it like a perfect day as far as weather, sunset, no rain, no wind, like 72 degrees.
What went wrong?
February, nothing.
You didn't marry the wrong person or anything? I remember one of my groomsmen, Tyler Selesky.
Oh.
He got the wrong navy color suit. And I said, but buddy, listen, I love you, Tyler, but you're not invited anymore. No,
it wasn't his fault though, right?
It wasn't his fault. It was just one of those things.
This is the day of though.
The morning of.
The morning of the wedding.
And legit, the only thing that went wrong, but it was a quick fix. I mean, Joseph A. Bank in Sarasota, shout out Joseph A. They got it done, and suited him up. I will say it wasn't tailored, right? Because it couldn't have been tailored that quickly, but awesome. Like, totally the most amazing day, and everything kind of fell into place.
Yes. And just a quick month later, what happened? COVID freaking slammed the world. And we had no idea it was coming. So that weekend was like the last fun weekend for a lot of people. Mm. And gosh, I mean, we just got so lucky. I literally thank God every day. I think about this every single day, how lucky we got.
Actually, every day, yeah.
I hear of horror stories of people who had weddings planned or they had to cancel, and they made deposits that they, like, thousands of dollars that they couldn't get back. Like, horror story. And like you said, the worst thing that happened that day was Tyler Selesky's suit was a little bit baggy. Or I had like a cold. I had like a little cold. Remember, I woke up a little sniffly.
Yeah. Yeah, pre-COVID.
But you're like just so happy it doesn't matter. Amazing, amazing day. God aligned everything so perfectly. And that just told me that this is exactly what he wanted, which is pretty cool to think about.
The best.
So 1 year later, here we are. Still standing strong. We've been through many different phases of life together. Different moves, right? We moved up to Columbus. We moved to Orlando, to Columbus, back to Sarasota. Mm. Career moves, big career moves through a pandemic, right? Living with the in-laws for a couple months.
Yeah, being roommates.
Which Brian's a trooper, by the way. Like, knowing my dad, you guys, like, he's a tough cookie. And he loves his kids, his daughters so much that he wants literally what's best for them. And that's why I love my dad so much, because he like is obsessed with us. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the person they're going to marry, he's going to make sure they're tough and they're perfect for us.
Yeah.
And so Brian's been through a lot, but I will say, do you remember meeting my dad for the first time?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember,
I
was going to say, we didn't talk about this before is you told me, cause I knew who he was, but I wasn't a football guy. Like, if anyone knows me, I wasn't watching like college football and obsessed with a team or players or whatever. So I knew who he was just by the name of it growing up in Florida, obviously with Gainesville. I remember Gigi saying, look, okay, here's the deal. When you meet mom and dad, like, hey, if mom likes you, you're good. Like, you're in. So don't sweat dad, like, don't get nervous or whatever. And so I remember that going into it. And I think that's the best way to look at it too. Cause it was funny. And I was like, well, hey, if mom likes me, listen, Coach Urban, like, you're stuck with me, right? Shells likes me.
And after that, I just remember my parents loving him. Like, it was no question in their mind that he was just probably the one, like, that early on. So, I mean, they've met all my other boyfriends, so they had something to compare you to, and you just blew them all out the water. So that's why we're married.
You leveled up.
And if you guys seen our, when he proposed to me, like the screech of my mom's voice, remember?
Yes.
In that video.
Pure joy.
Pure joy. Yeah. I have to share that. Like a screech, high-pitched screech. My mom was just so excited.
Yeah, that was the best.
Anyways, I figured now, after that we could kind of talk about, give our listeners a little bit of value here and maybe some advice for those who are kind of looking or are in a relationship earlier on where they're trying to decide if this is the one for them. I figured what we do is to kind of talk about what qualities like we looked for in each other when we were in that first stage of getting to know each other. Like we were interested, but we didn't know each other too much. So you're obviously looking for those qualities in order to justify like, okay, does this need to continue? You know, is it worth it?
Yeah.
And is this a good person to potentially pursue? So I'm going to start. Okay. Unless you want to add something.
Well, next. I was going to say first and foremost, like when you know, I was talking to a buddy the other day, I knew I was with the right person when I knew you made me want to be a better man, to be better in all areas of my life. And so if you're with somebody who makes you a better person, that's number one, like that's amazing. And so if they're not, like, why,
mm-hmm.
why not? So
that's first,
first and foremost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say for me, at the time I started dating you, I was pretty much immature, to be honest. Like when I would describe what I wanted in a guy, I would just say someone
a cute butt and baseball pants.
Yes, a baseball player with a cute butt and baseball pants. Someone who obviously is good looking that I'm attracted to, plays a sport. They have to play a sport.
Yeah, true.
And they have to be just a little bit nicer and less cocky than the guys that I previously dated. And of course, he has to believe in God. So a little less cocky than the cockier ones, you know, and that's essentially like what I was looking for. And like I said, I was very immature, but if I could answer that question now, like knowing that you were the one, I would just say like Brian, essentially he has it all. Like he's the sweetest, most kind, loving, gentle, like warm-hearted, I think is a really great word for you too. Warm-hearted, caring person, I know. And he has a conscience, like he cares about people, truly cares about people. And like we were kind of talking about earlier, he's not afraid to be vulnerable and show emotion, which is...
Yeah, clearly early on too. You were like, well, yeah. This is kind of... No.
Which is something myself that I've struggled with, yeah, being vulnerable and showing emotion. Which is something I've gotten much better at.
And that's the perfect balance too, because we've grown so much together. I've mm-hmm. seen Gigi just develop into this amazing, amazing woman of God, just an all around awesome person. And that's super important. Like I said, I wasn't interested in like drama and this and that, but truly guys, you, if anyone knows Gigi and you're just kind of getting to know her now, she's the most genuine, loving, like she doesn't sugarcoat things. She'll tell you the truth, but she is so loyal and genuine and godly, not to mention beautiful inside and out, which is important. Driven. And I wonder where she got that from. Like I'm thinking, who gave her all the drive? She
I
had
no choice.
Maybe Urban. I'm not sure. Maybe your father, but yeah, truly just an amazing person and somebody who I throughout the chapters of our lives, it's like Shrek, like the onion, you know, yeah. Like humans have onions. You just layers and layers. Gigi has the most onions, I think, of anybody.
Layers. That sounded very inappropriate.
She's got some onions. No, but you have the most layers, like truly years and years. It's like you just get more and more beautiful. As I get to know you deeper and deeper, I just fall further and further in love with you. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. Like mm-hmm. not everybody is just with layers and layers mm-hmm. of genuine sweetness and beauty. And so I'm like, I wake up every day. I'm like, I'm freaking the luckiest guy in the world. So that's how I feel.
Oh my gosh. I'm blushing right now. Brian, you know, this is my more mature self, like nowadays would give advice to those people who are out there in this phase where they are, you know, searching for someone, or they are seeing someone right now where they're trying to figure out if they are a good one to pursue. I would encourage you to find someone who can relate to you, but just as much as they like complete you, like they fill in the gaps for you and the gaps that you struggle with that someone else kind of already has it figured out. Like, you know, how he's okay with being vulnerable and he has he's okay with showing emotion. That's something that I struggle with. And he's been able to push me into becoming way better at that, which is one of the best, like lessons that I've learned in this life is like, okay, being okay with being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to do for someone who's just so closed off, and for you to like, and he was just so patient with me. It took me so many years, like so many years, right? Mm. Like it wasn't until recent that I was like, I could kind of like be vulnerable and be okay with it.
Good things take work. They take time. Yeah.
And the other big thing too, you know, finding someone, Brian kind of talked about this a little bit, but that doesn't withhold you from being exactly who you want to be.
Yes.
Like find someone who celebrates the heck out of that and pushes you and empowers you to be who you want to be. Because sometimes we don't have enough confidence in ourselves to do that. And I'm speaking from someone who's like, who's lived that and is living that, right? Like we need a partner. We need a partner that is going to celebrate that, push us and empower us and love us through it all.
Without fear too. I think like there's the Bible verse that says perfect love casts out fear, all fear. And for me as a husband, like I think that's my number one duty is to follow Jesus, pursue Jesus and love my wife. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when I can help love you unconditionally and free you up, therefore, to be your best self, to be your truest self. Mm-hmm. And you know, at the end of the day, look, I have a husband that loves me to my mm-hmm. core, then that helps. That's all that matters. And that helps you impact so many lives and be your best self and live your most fulfilled life. And that's what it's all about.
That's exactly it. Like the impact that you can have on everybody else just from being who you are meant to be.
Yeah.
And I think there's many people out there that fall way short of their potential because of the fear of what people think. Mm. And not just people, but like their family and sometimes their spouse or their significant other. Yeah. Like they fear of what they're going to think if they're going to be left or abandoned or judged, right? Like your partner should be the one, like your biggest fan. Like Brian, you're my biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah, likewise.
And Brian's like always been my biggest fan, you know? And I think that's something that we've like just had to work on together and continue to build upon. I don't think that's something, yeah, that you just got to work on and always just be on the same page and really talk about what you kind of expect and need from each other.
Yeah, it's just communication. It's, exactly. And it's the truth. So mm-hmm. the truth sets you free. And when you're able to just be honest with yourself, that's the most powerful thing. Be honest mm-hmm. with yourself and with your significant other. And that's when true freedom is found.
Freedom. Right? Yes. But Brian has been that person for me. Like when I'm weak, which happens, like sometimes I have low confidence, I feel weak and I fear of what's going to happen. I worry. And Brian is that person to say, hey, you're doing great. Like, let me just show you right now what you're doing and how great it is. Just keep going because here's the thing. I have your back. And guess who else does? God has your back. Mm. So it's like when your spouse, like someone that your other half, right? Like your best friend, you know, will be there that has your back every step of the way. Oh, and God, the creator of this universe. Sometimes you just have to be reminded of that because that's the truth. God has your back. As long as you're doing the things that he's calling you to do and it's for good, he has your back and he's always going to be faithful. And sometimes it might not turn out the way that you want it to, but there's always a blessing that comes from it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned where it's like, that wasn't supposed to happen that way. And that kind of hurts a little bit, but oh, by the way, like here's something that happens that's way better, you know?
And with that being said, Geej, it's like some of the stuff we've been through, some of the low points, the lowest points have really been the most beautiful. Mm. So God works everything out for our good. And that's never been more apparent than when we go through the worst, mm-hmm. the worst season of life. We come out the other side and we learn so much. Our love gets deeper and we grow, just we get deeper roots with each other and grow with ourselves together in this life. And honestly, that's a beautiful part of life when you can go through the dark times and come out the other side stronger mm-hmm. and with a deeper love, which is really mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah. And being able to go into those situations where you know, okay, right now I have to be vulnerable. Right now I have to communicate what I'm feeling right now. But as hard as that is, just knowing that it's going to help. It's going to better something, you know, there's always going to be a better result of it. And as hard as it is, just keeping that in mind, because that's what's needed to grow, you know, together as a couple.
Yeah. So it's not just baseball butts and pants. I mean, there's, yeah, we're deep. Okay. We have to understand. No, I'm kidding,
but that's stuff that you learn over time. And so that's like, that's stuff that I never would have thought about just when I started dating Brian. But now after being together with him for so long and being through different phases of life and now being married, that's some of the stuff that we learned, but we're obviously going to dive deeper into just marriage and relationships and other episodes, because we definitely have a lot that we've learned, and absolutely want to share what we've learned just in hopes that it kind of impacts you and helps you in your journey. And that's not just limited to marriage. We're going to talk about a bunch of things, fitness,
business, yeah,
lifestyle, faith, right? Mm. All the things that have been very important in our lives and in our journey. And we're just in this, you know, life where we understand that it's constantly going to be opportunity to learn. Like, we're lifelong learners. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for everybody to kind of embrace too. Like, you're never going to have it all figured out ever.
Yeah.
Right. And always being willing to open yourself to learning opportunities as opposed to closing yourself off because you think you have it all figured out.
Yeah.
You'll never have it all figured out.
And the idea of enjoying the journey. Like, yeah, I think there's a quote I always smile at it, or it just always hits me, because you never know you're in the good old days when you're in them, because it's just, you always seem like, oh yeah, those are the days, man. But truly, I just try to, we try to have that balance and find that happy medium to, hey, we're pursuing our goals and we're striving for all that we can and reaching our potential, but also, like, at the end of the day, enjoying this life, like, here in the moment as much as we can. So it's having both of those perspectives and waking up with gratefulness and you know, being with God and learning and growing in your faith. And it's a beautiful thing. So, it's that balance. And if you can find that balance, that's what life's all about.
Yeah. We're going to talk a lot about balance here in the future. But yeah, I think we're going to end it there. Y'all, have heard our story and y'all heard how we met each other, which, again, like, thinking of all the things that happened prior to me and Brian ending up together, like, those aren't by coincidence. That is all God. And we believe that wholeheartedly. And, but yeah, so you guys have our story. I don't know exactly what we're going to dive into next episode, but honestly, if you guys want to send over some topics that you want to hear us talk about, specific topics or answer questions that you guys want to ask, we can answer on the podcast as well. But
heck yeah,
feel free to send us some stuff over on Instagram or whatever social media platform you guys can get a hold of us on, and we will make sure to do that. But any last words, Brian? Any last words?
I'm just, like I said, I'm yeah. Like,
any final thoughts?
Are you going to murder me?
I know.
Man killed by wife. No. Like I said at the very beginning, I'm just happy to be here. I'm honored to be here. Gigi's husband. This is just truly an honor. No, I'm kidding. But no, this is going to be fun. I'm so proud of my wife for starting this and for all the impact. I mean, you make incredible impact with everybody, your clients, your coaches, your teammates, your family, me, everybody. So I'm super proud of you. And the sky is the limit. This is going to be a time capsule at the very beginning, essentially, of our marriage, of our businesses, and our futures together. So this is going to be exciting to be a part of.
Yes. Thank you. You're awesome too. All right, guys, have a great week. Until next episode, crush the week. See you later.